Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. Grateful that you have tuned in yet again today. It is a Friday, and that means, of course, we've got Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of City View Magazine, in to talk about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Jeffrey, welcome back, baby. What's going on?
What is going on?
Hey, what's going on? Marvin Gaye, man. What's going on? What's going on? Yeah.
You know what's going on? You want the truth?
Yeah.
I can't handle the truth.
That's another. See, you're just bringing back these quotes from long ago.
We live in a world that has walls, and those walls need protecting.
That's it.
Who's going to do it? You, Lieutenant Weinberg?
Gene Hackman. Yeah. Great movie.
Oh, not Gene. That's
Is that not?
You're close.
Sorry.
Oh, the name's on tip of my tongue. And I'm slipping
that
my
guy,
mind right now.
That
Jack
guy.
Nicholson.
Who?
Jack
Nicholson. Yeah, Jack Nicholson. Yeah, Jack Nicholson. Anyway, it's Nicholson. Jeez.
You know, my wife hasn't seen that movie.
What?
It's hard to even communicate.
Right.
Because.
I have a feeling there's many movies that your bride has not seen.
Probably true.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasons I haven't seen.
Well, yeah. I'm watching something. I'm watching something that I think is just amazing. And of course, I'm going to screw up the title. It's on Netflix.
Yeah. Tell me about this.
This is a football story about a guy. That it's called All American, mm-hmm. American, and it's about a guy from the hood who transfers to Beverly Hills High School to play football.
Uh-huh.
And he comes from an all black school to this lily white privileged school, and all the stuff that ensues. I mean, it is really.
Does he transfer to play football? Is he good or is
he's excellent. I mean, he is like the star. And what's really cool about this is based on a true story. And it's really, of course, I know that you don't have that system of watching things because you got rabbit ears out there in the country. But anyway. Yeah. It is called.
Is it only on Netflix?
I think so. I don't know. I don't know. I just stumbled across it the other day. I think it may be only on Netflix. I don't know.
Yeah.
It is a great TV show. And the actors that are in this, I mean, they're just amazing. Just amazing. And, you know, the male actors are desperately handsome. The female actresses are desperately beautiful. It's just, the whole thing is just really cool. Anyway, enough about that.
Aren't you the one always telling me that you rue the day you got Netflix?
Yes. Yes.
And now you're trying to rope me in.
Netflix is the spawn of Satan. Because it keeps you up at night.
You're like a crack dealer.
I know, man. I know. Spreading it around, baby. Get you some. All right. Now that we
okay. On that note, let's transition to the Iowa Wild playing tonight, Friday night, against the Tucson Roadrunners.
Iowa Wild.
7 p.m. puck drops.
7 p.m. Tucson Roadrunners.
Hockey. Yep.
Got it.
If you're in the mood. As You Like It by William Shakespeare.
Ooh.
I haven't heard of this one, I don't think.
What?
As You Like It? I haven't. Usually it's Othello or Hamlet or Romeo, Juliet. I just haven't read that one or heard of it. Anyway, it's playing at Simpson College.
Simpson.
The student theater there, Blank Performing Arts in Indianola. Check it out. This Got is it. Going on Friday through the weekend and early next week.
Got it. Okay. A little culture down there in Indianola.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I don't believe they've done this before, but downtown Farmers Market, the winter Farmers Market.
Yeah.
This Saturday will be in Court Avenue, downtown, outside.
Outside.
Bring your mittens, get your hot cocoa, and bundle up and embrace the winter.
There you go. Embrace the winter. I like
Is
that.
Is it winter yet? When's winter? It's not officially winter, right?
I don't know. It's cold.
For me, the winter is when it snows first. So
for me, winter is when it gets below 40 degrees.
So we're pretty much there. Yeah, we're there. Our metrics, our standards, we're there.
We are in winter.
Ugh. Love it.
All right.
What's your favorite thing about winter?
Nothing. Not one red thing. Nothing.
I like how the sun is already completely down by the time I walk out of work.
No, I don't like that either. I guess the thing that I do like about winter, wait a minute, back up, is the cowboy room. And
cowboy? Oh, at your house?
Yeah, the cowboy room. I mean, you know, I put a little fire in the fireplace, and gets nice and cozy up to about 80 degrees. And
a legit fire or a gas fire?
Legit, man. Come on.
Or is it one of those kind of
it's legit. I mean, I split the wood and everything.
Wow.
I know. Paul Michael
How
Bundy.
Is it, do you get all smoky?
No.
I don't see too many fireplaces anymore that are actually not gas in any use.
No. We have three fireplaces in this house. This is crazy. Mm-hmm. But I only use one. But it's pretty cool.
I love fire. I love having a fire going.
That's right.
I don't trust our fireplace in our current home. Mm.
Get it inspected.
Yeah.
Very important. Yeah, I clean out the flue every year, you know, and that's kind of a messy job. But, you know, just make sure there's no creosote buildup up there. And, it's homeownership stuff, really, you know. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right?
Santa get down that chimney?
Santa can get down any chimney. Oh, by the way, speaking of Santa.
Yeah.
What was I? Where did I? I was just talking about. Oh, I know. 1st of December, I think it is. Santa invades Windsor Heights.
Really?
Yeah. It's the Windsor Wonderland. And
I like that.
Yeah, Windsor Wonderland. And what is really cool about Windsor Heights is that Santa rides around on a fire truck throughout the neighborhood, visiting with the kids. It's really cool.
Hmm.
Take that. take that, Johnston. So
That is cool.
All right, so.
Why does he use reindeer?
What's that? Why doesn't he use the reindeer?
Yeah.
Well, because the sanitation department would have to pick up after him, and they don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. So.
Drake basketball men going on Saturday at the Knapp Center at noon, taking on the Richmond Spiders.
Hate them.
That should be a good game. Drake looks to be pretty good again so far this year, and Richmond, at least historically, I don't know how they're doing, but they're generally pretty good.
Okay. A little basketball.
Basketball. Iowa Quilt Museum.
What?
It's winter, Michael. Have you ever been to the Quilt Museum in Winterset?
No.
It's something. They have rotating exhibits of quilts. Do you have any knowledge of quilts and what it takes?
Sure. I mean, yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. There is a National Quilt Museum.
Mm.
I want to say it's in Paducah, Kentucky, if memory serves correct.
Uh-huh.
And I have a friend that used to take bus trips there with people who were engaged in that activity. So it's pretty cool. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
A lot of work.
Yep. Yeah, it's amazing what goes in. How much
so what's going on? What's going on in Winterset?
So we have Here Comes the Sun exhibit. Oh. Honors the sun with a study, because it's winter, you know.
Right.
Study of the color orange in both historic and contemporary quilts.
Got it. Nice.
Bundle up.
Yep.
Beethoven's Violin Concerto at the Civic Center. Perhaps the first romantic concerto ever written. Beethoven's Transcendent Violin in Major D.
Oh, that's some hype.
Paul Huang is renowned for his intensely expressive music making.
Right. We got a really interesting mix going on here. We got a little Shakespeare. We got a little Beethoven. We got farmers markets, some basketball, quilts, man,
stage,
theater, hockey, yeah,
hockey, basketball.
Yeah.
Yep. The Cake is going on too. We talked about this last week. Put on by the Iowa Stage Theater Company at Stoner Theater. Jen finally found the one. She goes home to have her
wedding. Yeah. She's not going to do that.
Not going to do it.
Yeah.
Carolyn Knoll.
Who?
Sorry. read the wrong lead in.
Oh.
Kick off your holiday shopping with locally made finished goods at Threads and Fiber Festival. It's going on this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, at the historic Franklin Junior High.
All right.
More
buy
weaving.
Stuff. Huh?
Yeah, this is more weaving themed.
Weaving.
Threads, fiber.
Yeah.
There's going to be classes. You can shop for woven goods, yarns, fibers.
Wow.
Fiber harness.
I guess there's
fibery good reason.
I guess there are people out there that have time to do that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nice. Threads and Fiber Festival.
Gladys Knight and the Pips at Hoyt Sherman Place.
What?
That's what it says.
At Hoyt Sherman?
Yeah. They released the first album in 1960 when Knight was just 16. She's still rocking.
Oh, she is. She's amazing. The Pips aren't bad either.
That was 60 years ago.
Wow. I know, yeah. Gladys Knight. Midnight Train to Georgia.
Woo-hoo.
That's it.
Oh, I love that song. Brings back good memories.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see, what else do we have about Beaverdale Books?
Alice.
Sunday, November 20th. So it's this Sunday, 2 p.m. Welcome to Your Life. It's a book of poems about simplicity and brings about profound emotion.
Oh, profound emotion. There's some hype for you. You know, profound emotion at Beaverdale Books.
Sunday. So also, Beaverdale Books Monday at 6:30 will be Wyman and the Florida Nights. This is Peter Wyman was the most famous portrait painter in America, but his fame had come with a high price, his mind and soul.
Oh.
During the end of his life, he wants to erase himself.
Mm.
But how? Oh. He decides to go into hiding, but where? He's clueless until an aging blonde cashier in St. Augustine points him in the right direction.
Wow, there you go. There's a little suspense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beaverdale Books, Sunday and Monday. Yeah, nice.
Wow, this sounds neat. I didn't read it all, but yep. Yeah, Sunday and Monday, they have events with authors. Should be good. Also Sunday, Iowa State men's basketball. It's basketball season, Michael.
Yeah.
Grambling State, 6 p.m. in Ames at Hilton. And then the women also play Sunday against Southern University.
Football too, right? I mean, wait a minute. Let me think. This weekend isn't. Iowa State plays football in Oklahoma.
On the road.
On the road, yeah. In Oklahoma.
On the road, though. Yeah, but yeah.
Number 14, Oklahoma, I think.
It's gonna be a game.
There you go.
I don't know who you like.
Iowa State.
Yeah. We'll see.
got you know, Oklahoma. Ever been to Oklahoma?
I may have like driven through it for a second, but no, I don't think I've ever spent any time.
I used to go a lot. And
really?
Oh yeah, yeah. They kind of talk funny down there.
What's the best part of Oklahoma?
You know, when I, of course, it's been a long time ago, but I was very involved in the Junior Chamber of Commerce, and we had our national headquarters was in Tulsa. So I was there often. And that was really an interesting time. The president of the Junior Chamber of Commerce had what was called the White House in Tulsa, where he lived all year with his family. And the national headquarters was called the War Memorial Building. It was built by the JCs. I mean, this was a powerful organization at one time. Hundreds of thousands of members all over the United States. Founded, I think, in 1919, maybe, in St. Louis. So,
wow.
It's kind of a shell of itself today, but back in the day, it was pretty powerful.
They still have the White House?
No, I think they sold everything. I think last time I heard, and I don't check up on this often, last time I heard, I think that the headquarters were in a strip mall someplace. So, how the mighty have fallen. All right.
Yeah.
Oklahoma.
Hoyt Sherman Place. Yep. Yeah. Hoyt Sherman Place, Mystery Science Theater 3000.
When is that?
This is, this would be Tuesday.
Tuesday.
At Hoyt Sherman.
Got it.
Did you ever get into Mystery Science Theater?
I know.
Yeah. No. I never did either. No. I had some friends that just loved it, so it was on a lot.
I bet my bride loved it. I don't know. All right.
Wednesday, trivia at Smash Park, Friends trivia.
Friends.
Were you a Friends fan?
My bride watches every single episode of Friends multiple times. I mean, seriously. That and Young Sheldon and whatever the other Sheldon thing is. Every night. Every single night.
Every night.
Every night.
Friends. Still?
Oh, yeah. I mean, every night. Friends. Young Sheldon. She's hooked.
You got her.
Yeah.
Unity Points Festival of Trees and Lights begins Wednesday. It's the holiday season. This is going on at Blank Children's Hospital, and it supports the critical programs of Blank Children's Hospital.
Got it. All right.
And then Thursday, of course, it's time to loosen your belt.
Oh, Turkey Day. That's right.
Yep.
Football.
Sound like you're looking forward to it.
I'm not a fan. But football's on Thursday. Chicago Bears travel to the Motor City, take on the Detroit Lions in the annual drubbing of the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
On Thursday. So, yeah.
Poor Lions.
I know. Meanwhile, Matt Stafford is having a heck of a time. You know, he's playing someplace else now. I can't remember where.
In L.A. for the Rams.
Yeah, Rams. They're doing all right.
Yeah, they're looking good. They struggled. They've had a tough couple weeks, but yeah, they look. They're going to be good.
Rough game. Rough game Thursday night with the Falcons and the Patriots. Yeah. Wow.
Last night. Yeah. That was.
That was not pretty.
You don't see shutouts in the NFL that much.
No. All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. That is Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, the managing editor of City View Magazine. He knows what to do on account of he works at City View. All right, we got to get out of here. The weekend is on the way, and, you know, we've got all kinds of things for you to do in the greater Des Moines metro. That's a wrap for all of us here at the Business News Headlines. Jeff Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.